You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Carol Conrad. Originally, I am from Newfoundland, and I have been living in Nova Scotia now for many years, and my passion is writing. So much passion in my heart for writing, and I believe that when I write, I need to bring the message of what I want to say to the reader, so they can also live through the journey through my words. I have come to know Chama through a local church that I had attended, and I have gone on their website, watched many of their videos, and I felt the passion and the sadness and how mothers must feel through losing a child through malaria, even to not being able to send a child to a local school in their village, and so many things that here in Canada that we really don't know about. God has placed it on my heart that I want Canadians to know about the fight with malaria, what malaria means, the sadness that families, mothers, and fathers have when they lose a loved one to malaria. I have come to this mission, I guess, ministry, Chama, through prayer, through God's word leading me here. And I want to write for the glory of God. I want to write for Chama to bring them to the world, to put the message out there that we as Canadians, we need to be aware of more than just ourselves, that we need to be aware of what is happening. And something as simple as a mosquito net, something that is not that expensive, that can help save a child's life. Malaria is a word that needs to be spoken to nationwide. Malaria, to us in Canada, we say cancer. We can understand what it's like to lose someone through cancer. In Africa, many people die of malaria. And for us here in Canada, because we do not understand how people contact malaria or how many people die through a day in malaria, it's hard for us to be compassionate, have empathy with malaria. But my idea in my heart, I want to express, I want to write about and learn about malaria so that I can also teach and let people know that it is important, the education is important, that we must address this epidemic, that it needs to be addressed. And education is the key, that I have hopefully the heart to bring this message forward, that it will be dealt with and that we can work on it globally. I love to paint, and painting is another expression of me to be able to put words on canvas instead of words on in a letter. I can also paint with pictures, and it cleanses my soul. It brings my passion forward. It helps me to relax. It helps me to communicate how I feel. I find that expression through painting or through writing is so important. It's such a cleansing feeling that it can help in so many ways. It helped in so many aspects of my life, through a period of depression, through a period of loss, through a period of joy. There's just art and is filled with expression. I don't know how else to put it.
Emily Ballhaus, and I am a music teacher locally. I ended up finding out about Chama through one of my students. Really? I mean, I knew about Chama a long time ago, but I didn't even know I was getting involved with Chama until I got this new piano student who whose parents were telling me they were opening an orphanage, Home of Hope. And I just blurted out, well, I want to put on a concert. And so I want to help. I don't have a bag of money, but I would like to help. So we got involved. And then as we were organizing the concert, I said, so are you affiliated with anybody? He says, yeah, with Chama. I said, I know that name, Chama. You know Pastor Lugo. I said, I didn't know. Like, I didn't. And we hadn't been in touch for a long time. I knew Pastor Lugo. And I just see how God has put people in my path at certain times for such a time as this, and I'm just happy to be involved.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.